You know what? God doesn't get tired of you talking to him. He likes you to talk to him. Now, some have had children that love to talk so much, their parents have to say, please take a time out. Just please be quiet for a while, because they just jibber-jabber so much. Perhaps God has had to do that to some people because they're just talking so much and never give him a chance to talk. But God likes to hear you talk to him. He likes to hear your heart's cry. He likes you to tell him what it is that bothers you, what it is that upsets you, what it is that you don't understand. The same way with your children. If there's something that upsets them or something that they don't understand, you like it when they come to you and say, you know, this lesson, so it just really upsets me. And how can I handle this situation so I don't get so upset about it? You as a parent would be more than happy to give them some counsel and to guide them on how those situations might not upset them so much. It's the same way with God. If something upsets you, you can go to Jesus and you can talk about it. If there's something you don't understand, you can go to Jesus and you can talk about it. You can just say, Lord, I don't understand this, how this is able to be the way that it is. It just doesn't make sense to me. And God is more than willing and able to speak to your heart, to give you an understanding of things that you don't understand. Because there's a song that's written, one of these days we're going to understand it better by and by. We see through a glass darkly now. We just catch glimpses and shadows of things to come and what it's going to be. And we don't really have a full comprehension of all that it's going to be. But when we stand before him, we're going to see him face to face. Then we're going to understand everything. And I know I say this often, and I really believe it. And to what extent it goes depends on how much you diligently seek him here. But when you stand before God, and the word is fully open to you, and you have a clear understanding of this word that you have with you now from cover to cover, you're going to be able to understand. It's all going to make sense. I see it now. I understand it now. I don't see it darkly. We're going to think, why didn't I see that when I was up on earth? It's because of principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places that tries to obscure the word of God from us, that we don't see it, how God really what it's really saying. We get our own ideas and misunderstandings and misinterpretations of it. But we need to pray, God, help me in the here and now to really have an understanding of your word and what it is that you want, what your expectation is of me. Because as a child, children, by their actions, sometimes you might not think so, but children really want to please their parents. They want to please their parents. They love to hear their parents say, you did a good job. I told you to do this. You did it. You went above and beyond. That's good. I knew a man at one time, and he was talking. We were just talking at work, and he said there was one thing that his father could say to him that really made him feel bad when his father would say it to him. And sometimes God, spiritually speaking, says this to us, and it should make us feel bad. And what that was, when his father would say to him, son, you did a good job here and there, but in this situation here, I'm really disappointed in you that you didn't do as you knew you should have done. And how many times has God, as a spirit, done that to us? It just smites our heart, like God saying, I'm disappointed in you. You failed me. You let me down. You didn't do what you should have done. I believe Peter had thoughts like that. The spirit was working back then too, and he felt, his heart smote him. It's like, man, I knew better. I didn't do what I should have done. The father was saying to Peter, I'm really disappointed in what you have done. But he went out and he wept bitterly and he repented. And he made it right before God. Amen. So maintain a good relationship with God. In your Bibles today, in John chapter 7, we're going to look at a couple of verses of scripture over here. And what we're going to talk about tonight is, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water, or out of your belly, which means heart. Out of your heart is going to flow rivers of living water. And so let's pray, and then we'll get into this. God, I pray that you'll help us today. Give us an understanding of your word, God. Lord, the setting, what was going on, and the message that you were given to them, and the message that it has for us yet today, O Father. Minister unto us in your name, Jesus. Amen. And so, John chapter 7, if you look at this whole chapter, it starts out where Jesus causes division. The religious people of that day, they just couldn't figure out who Jesus was. And on that last day of that great feast, verse 37, we're reading, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so that was after a discourse of a conversation that went on, and it was a back and forth, and they were going to try to kill him. They didn't like what he was saying, and he was there on that great day of the feast. And if you do a study on that, there's a reason he was there, because he was the sacrifice that was to be given at that feast. He literally was. Not many, we'll say many days thereafter, he gave himself and he presented himself as the Son of God, and the rivers of living water were going to flow out of him, and they couldn't understand that. And so in the first part of this chapter here, they wanted to arrest Jesus. And then the verses that I read on the last day of the feast, Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, the scripture says, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But to drink this living water that Jesus has for us, it's not only salvation, but it's that spiritual walk that we have with him. We must be thirsty for it. We must be thirsty. And thirst is a wonderful thing, because your natural body, it needs water to sustain the natural body. It has to have water. Food's important. You can go longer without food than you can with water. You need water. We've been doing this work on the church here, and it's been a lot of dusty, dirty work, and not so much lately in the last little bit. But for a while there, man, I couldn't get enough to drink. My body was wanting that water. It was yelling for that water. And there was nothing that could satisfy the thirst that I had like the water could. And so we must be thirsty. And Jesus says, if anyone has thirst, if anyone has thirsty, I like that song. Oh, Lord, I'm hungry and I want to be fed. Oh, Lord, I'm hungry and I want to be fed. Feed me all the days of my life. Lord, I'm thirsty. I want more of you. We sing that song. More of you, more of you. I've had it all. But what I need is more of you. You need to continually be thirsty for the Spirit of God. Never let yourself come into a place spiritually where you think you've got it all. I've arrived. There's nothing more that God has done for me. Oh, we could sing another song. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, it tastes like honey in the rock. God has so much more for us than what we have received already, but we have to be thirsty. And so naturally speaking, the gift of water that God sends upon the earth is free. Water is free. Now, if you're going to go into some countries and you want to get buy bottled water, you pay for that, but water is free. It falls out of the sky. Water is free, but you must have a thirst. You have to be thirsty for that water. There's a condition needed. You have to be thirsty for that water, and then it's followed by the action of drinking that water. You're thirsty, you want that water. I have a glass of water sitting over here tonight, and I can be as thirsty as I can be. My mouth can be dry, as the expression goes, as dry as cotton. But if I don't go over there and take a drink of that water, it's not going to do me any good. You need to be thirsty for God, but you need to drink of His spiritual goodness. Not just have that hunger and thirst for Him, but to take freely of that gift that He has for us. Amen. In this gift of water that God has for us, naturally speaking and spiritually speaking, you don't earn this gift. You don't earn this gift. You don't earn it so that I can have a drink of water. It's something that's there and it's free for you. It's to be given freely to you, and all are invited to drink. When I was in Haiti, we was there for 10 days back around 1990 and constructed a place of worship there. And the city well was very close to the church, and they would all come out there in a line with their containers, and they would all get water. They weren't putting money in that pump so they could pump water out of the ground. That water was free to them. As poor as Haiti is, water was free to them. They had a need for that water. There has to be water to sustain life. We talked about that a few weeks ago. All are invited. And do you know that the human soul, the soul of man, saint and sinner alike, has a thirst? The soul has a thirst. It has a yearning. It has a longing for something more than what it's receiving here in this earth. And it's a spiritual hunger that there happened. It's happening. We're not talking about that human thirst anymore, where I'm thirsty for water, and there's nothing that can satisfy your thirst like water can. Some people will drink a Coca-Cola. Some people will drink a Pepsi-Cola. Some will drink a Mountain Dew. Some will drink an iced tea. There's lots of things that you can drink. You can drink of those other things, and they will satisfy your thirst for a very short period of time, and then you want more. And it's the same way spiritually speaking. There are things in this world that people go and they chase after, and it satisfies that longing and that yearning that they have down in their heart and in their soul, but it doesn't last for very long. And then they're thirsty again. That's why they go from pillar to post. That's why they go from one thing to another thing. It's this, it's that, it's in entertainment. Let's go to all the concerts we can go to. And then it's in places where, and they even do it in this town, they have a wine tasting, I forget what they call that weekend that they do. You can go from place to place, and they set right up outside on Main Street. There's so many winemakers in this area here, alcohol makers, and they get a tasting of that, and people will turn to alcohol, and then pretty soon that doesn't satisfy them anymore, and then they'll turn to entertainment, and then they'll turn to relationship, they'll turn to sporting activities, they'll turn to hunting, they'll turn to fishing. Some people, the thirsting that they have within their soul, they think it'll be satisfied if I just work a little bit more. But there's something down within man, and when God created the heaven and earth, it was without void and form. There was a void there. There was an emptiness there. And there is a void in every living soul that's upon this earth. And the only way that that void can be filled is by the Spirit of God. Drinking of this water that Jesus was talking about. If any man thirsts, let him come on to me and drink. And then they taste and they see that the Lord is good. And they don't have that longing in their soul like they did anymore. The searching's over. They know that they found what they've been looking for. There's a happiness. There's a joy that comes with it. I believe it's in the Psalms. It says, in His presence, there is fullness of joy. And they're satisfied in God. And the enemy of your soul, the enemy of my soul, the enemy of the soul of all the people in this world, he doesn't want people to drink of this living water, yeah, amen, right, that they so desperately need. You want to solve the problems of the world? Let them get this living water down in their hearts and souls, and the problems of this world could easily be solved. And so the human soul has a thirst. The soul has a thirst, and it's just like a physical thirst, that natural thirst that I have for water. When my mouth gets dry, I got to search out water. When that soul is thirsty and dry, it's searching and it's looking for something to fill that longing down in the heart and in the soul, that natural thirst that they have for something, yet they don't know what they're looking for. Amen. And so the soul has a thirst like a physical thirst. Amen. And there's no water. Amen. And it's not water. The body, it does get thirsty. The soul that goes without God, it gets thirsty. It gets thirsty. They're searching and they're seeking and they're looking and they're wondering what's going on. And your body, your natural body, is made to live on water. I forget what percentage it is. Some of you that are still in school or some of you that aren't as old as me might remember. But the majority percentage of the makeup of our body is water. And so drinking natural water is important. Your body needs water. Amen. The body needs water and it gets thirsty. The soul, amen, that goes without God, it gets thirsty. So the body is made to live on water and your soul is made to live on God. That spiritual side of you, that soul that's in you, you're made up of body, soul, and spirit. And that soul is made to live on the water of God. It's made to live on God. Only God can fill the longing in your heart and in your soul. And this restlessness that people get at times, even at times the saints of God will get a restlessness about them. Well, they need another dip at the altar. They need to get another drink from the well of water. Amen. The well that never runs dry. Get a little bit closer to God, that restlessness will go. He'll bring a peace and He'll bring a calmness to your heart. Amen. And you need to know this about yourself. You were made to live on God. Your natural body was made to live on food and water, and your spiritual body was made to live on God. And many people are feeding their spiritual body anything but the thing that God wants that to be fed upon. Amen. Our spiritual man, that soul needs to be fed upon spiritual things. Amen. To fill that longing and that emptiness that man feels inside. God made us this way. Amen. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. God draws men unto Him. And how does He do that? Because He created a void in the soul of everybody. There's an empty spot in their soul. From birth, there's something in that man, in that child, in that little baby boy, little baby girl. There's something that's missing inside of them. And as they get a little bit older, they can feel an emptiness inside. They can feel like there's something more out there. And we know that it's God. And that's what Jesus was saying to them. If any man's thirsty, let him come to Me. Not just coming to Him, but he has to drink. Amen. We have to drink. We have to own, taste and see that the Lord is good, the Bible says. It doesn't do us any good to know that Jesus can fill the longing in our soul. We have to reach out and believe that He's going to fill the longing in my soul. Amen. Not that He just does it for others, but He can do it for me too. Amen. You were made to live on God. You have a soul and you have a spirit. You are more than just a body. And it's the same way with every living individual, every living human being upon this earth. Amen. They're more than just a body. There's a soul. There's a spirit that's living on the inside of them. That's going to be forever. Amen. Either in the presence of the Lord or in damnation for eternity, depending on the choices that they make in this life. Not according to my doctrine, but according to the doctrine of the Word of God. You have to choose Jesus. Amen. He makes it a free will thing. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of this water of life freely. God has it there for people, but they have to reach out. You're more than a body. And if you don't drink from God's wisdom, if you don't drink from His power, if you don't drink from His holiness, amen. And if you don't drink from His love, you're going to die of thirst. You're going to fall short of the glory of God. You have to drink. Amen, of the wisdom of God. You have to drink of the power of God. You have to drink of the holiness of God. You have to drink of the love of God. You're going to die of thirst spiritually. We all have thirst. We all have thirst. We all experience thirst. And thirst is a good thing. Oh, there's nothing more I like than a glass of ice cold milk. Man, I don't know. I'm almost 66 years old, but I sure do like my milk. They say as people get older, they drift away from wanting to drink that stuff. Maybe I'm still a baby. I don't know. But I like a good glass of, I'd rather drink a glass of ice cold milk than I would a bottle of soda. That's me. It just satisfies. It's so soothing. It's so wonderful. Amen. As I drink that down. But we all have thirst. And what Jesus offers is satisfying. What is it that He offers that's so satisfying? What is there about Jesus that gives us a peace in our heart and in our soul? Amen. What Jesus offers us, and we have to do this ourselves. That glass of water is over there, and if I don't walk over there and pick it up, it's not going to do me any good. And it's the same way spiritually thinking or speaking. What Jesus offers us, amen, is a study of the Word, studying the Word of God. Biblical learning, preaching, amen. All of this is the banquet prepared. God prepares many things for us. He prepares a feast for us. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He has a lot of good for us. He prepares it for us, but we have to partake of it. And I know I shared that just a few weeks ago. You can have it all set before you, but if you can just push it away and say, no, thank you, Lord. That's not for me. And you're going to go on in your own troubles. Everything Jesus came, amen, when He came to do and teach, amen, Jesus was all about providing the soul with food and drink that lasts forever. You can go through the New Testament. You can go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it was all about Jesus providing the soul with food and drink that would last forever. We think about the woman that He met at the well. And he had a natural hunger at that time. He had a natural thirst at that time. She had a natural thirst at that time. She was drawing water out of that well. And she probably, how would you like to have to go fetch your water every day? You can't go into the kitchen. You can't go to your refrigerator and hit the tap on there and have water come out. You can't go to your kitchen and turn the faucet on and have water. You have to walk a block or two and get a bucket of water and bring it home. How would you like to have to do that every day? That wouldn't be any fun. But that woman had to go down there daily and get her daily provision of water. Jesus and His disciples stopped there because they knew that was a place that people were going to frequent often. And when she came there, she was thirsty and she was
tired of coming there and not being satisfied. She was always thirsty after she drank that water. And we know the presentation that Jesus gave to her. He says, if you drink of this water that I have to give you, you're never going to thirst again. And that got her attention. She thought, wait a minute, there's something I can drink where I'm never going to be thirsty again. But she was thinking naturally. This natural thirst that I have. He's telling me that if I drink of the water that he gives, I'll never be thirsty again. She wanted to know what kind of water he was talking about. And he ministered on to her. So everything about Jesus when he was here was to provide the soul with food and drink that lasts forever. The water is free and it's all set up. The water that Jesus offers is free and the soul is thirsty. Yeah. There's not one of us that doesn't have a thirsty soul. Oh, you come in and you get filled. It's going to flow out of our bellies, out of our hearts like a river of living water. It just flows through us, but it can't flow out of us and through us unless we're taking water in daily. Naturally speaking, I hope you drink water every day. Now, that's the nurse side of me coming out. I hope you drink water every day. Well, I drink liquids. I drink coffee. I drink sodas. I drink tea. I drink this. That doesn't count. You need that natural water every day. And spiritually speaking, you need that water every day. The water is free. The soul is thirsty. Your soul wants to be watered every day. How would you function, naturally speaking, if you only time you could drink water is when you come to church on Sunday morning, we'd have a big 16-ounce bottle of ice cold water here for you, and you would drink that, and that would have to last you till next Sunday. We probably wouldn't even survive naturally. But yet spiritually, many times we're doing that to ourselves. We come into the church, we drink of that spiritual water on Sunday morning or Sunday evening, and then we don't drink any more from that spiritual water that he has for us until we come to church the next time. No wonder we're having such struggles spiritually. No wonder the principalities and powers of the air, the spiritual wickedness in dark places is able to get a foothold in our lives. Because we're not drinking of that water daily. We need to drink of that water daily. And Jesus said in verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And in verse 35, Jesus says, then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? And what manner of saying is this? And he said, ye shall seek me and shall not find me where I am. Thither ye cannot come. And so if any man thirst, Jesus said in verse 37, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Jesus had what their souls needed. He had what they were searching for. And what they were searching for, they felt like they were finding it in all of their religious activity. They were very religious people, but it wasn't satisfying them. They were coming up empty and empty. And Jesus said, anyone that thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And so the first thing that we have to do is we have to drink Jesus. Oh, we sing that song once in a while. I'm wrapped up, I'm tied up, I'm tangled up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up, I'm tied up, I'm tangled up in God. Wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. Wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in God. We're drinking of Jesus. We're drinking of the goodness of Jesus. A song we sing, springs of living water. Amen. That flows through us. It feeds us. It feeds our soul. And that's what Jesus wants to do. And so the soul can drink. First we drink Jesus. Amen. And the soul can drink. You do this drinking with your soul. It's a spiritual drink. You come spiritually to Jesus. He nourishes your soul. Your daily devotions, I hope that you do, where you're reading the Word of God or you're listening to the Word of God. That's feeding your soul. That's a spiritual drink. That's spiritual water. Amen. Listening to the Word of God, studying the Word of God, taking that time and getting down on your knees or whatever position you may get in to pray before God and you pray unto Him, you're always going to feel better after you do it. But it's one of the most difficult things that you will find that you should do daily. It's just hard to find time to set it aside to seek the Lord, to meditate on Him, to think. Amen. And let Him speak to your heart. But we do this. Amen. You do this drinking with your soul. It's a spiritual drink. We come spiritual to Jesus. But you know what the problem is? Even in the church house today, people lack spiritual thirst. We talked about this morning in our Sunday school class. Paul was talking to the people at Corinth, and he says, you should be able to be eating the meat of the word by now, and I still have to give you the milk of the word. You're still babes in Christ. Why would that be? They had been serving a God a long time, and my expression is this, if you don't like it, you can give me another idea. They had been serving God for a long time, perhaps, and they were still stuck on Jesus loves me, this I know. And that's all they knew about God. They were just happy that He loved them. There's much more than that. There's God wants us to grow in Him. And we need to grow in Him. And so people lack a spiritual thirst. Amen. The people in the world, why don't they turn to Jesus? Because they're lacking a spiritual thirst. And there's something within the natural man that he'll try this thing and that doesn't satisfy. Then he'll try that and that doesn't satisfy. He'll spend his whole life going from one thing to another, and it's a spiritual longing and thirst that he has down in his heart and soul. And we as believers have to be careful that we don't lack that spiritual thirst. And so what would be some of the reasons that people lack spiritual thirst? And even the saints of God can lack a spiritual thirst. And the reasons that we could do that is because we're drinking of other things, and we're never satisfied. We can even do that as Christians. We're drinking of other things. And I already gave you the example. You can drink a Coca-Cola. You can drink a soda. You can drink whatever. But it doesn't quench the thirst like the water does. That's naturally speaking. We drink of other things. We get ourselves involved in all kinds of other things. We get so busy, there's hardly any time for God in our life. And yet we feel an emptiness inside. We feel like there's something more out there. But we're not desiring those spiritual things. There is nothing that satisfies your soul like Jesus does. Oh, there's a song, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only He can take your heart. He can make it whole. You need to have a spiritual thirst and hunger. Lord, I want more of You in my life. Lord, I want more of You in my life. And once you're filled with Him, like you should be filled with Him, it will flow out to others. It'll flow out to others where it can spill over on them. And they can say, oh, there's something different about you. What is it that's so different about you? Because you're so full of the Spirit of God. That water's just flowing through you and it's flowing out of you. And that water is going to have an effect on other people. That woman at the well, immediately she was filled with that water. And what did she do? She went back into the village or town where she was from. She found the men of that town and she says, Come. She goes, I found the man that told me everything that I ever did. You've got to come and experience what this man has to offer. You've got to come and drink what he has to offer, because she found what she was searching for, and there was something that was flowing out of her, and she wanted other people to taste what she had tasted of her experience in the Lord. And that's the way that it should happen in our lives. And so the desire of the enemy is that this water doesn't flow out of you. That it doesn't flow out of you. That you just struggle to maintain a relationship with God. You just struggle to make it from Sunday to Wednesday. You struggle to make it from Wednesday to Sunday and vice versa, back and forth. And you struggle to make it from revival meeting to revival meeting, or from camp meeting to camp meeting. Those times of refreshing that are set aside where you can just focus solely on Him. You can do that any time of the year. It doesn't have to be just a camp meeting time. You can live in the environment of a camp meeting 365 days a year if you want to, if you're thirsty and want to live that way. But we become so satisfied with our way of living. We get so set in things that we do. And so once you're filled, it'll flow out the others. It'll flow out the others. The enemy desires that it doesn't flow out of you. And so what happens to us speaking spiritually? We get plugged up with lots of things and it stops the flow. Oh, the cares of life, just the busyness of life. It's just plugged me up. I'm not talking about sinful things. I'm talking about things that just stop me from having that time with God. That just stop me, that I don't have time to sit down and read and study the Word. I can just glance at it. I can listen to it on the go. I can catch a little nugget here and there. I mean, that's good, but we need more than that. We need to have that communication with God. We need to have that, as that song says, that I'm shut in with God in a secret place. There it is, beauty, beholding His face. Amen. I long to be shut in with God. We need those times with God, but we get plugged up with lots of things. And Jesus, in one of His teachings, talked about all the different things. And one of them He named that should be alarming to all of us. You can get so caught up with the cares of life that you're not drinking from this water that God wants you to drink from. Oh, you tasted, you seen, you know the Lord is good. But when's the last time you had a good drink of that spiritual water from the Lord that He pours out from His throne and He gives it freely onto us? We have to long it. We have to desire it. Amen. For it to work and move in our lives. And so there's a lot of things that plug us up. And so I'll finish it up tonight with the thought that I'm sharing with you. What is plugging you up? What is stopping you from receiving that which God has for you? Oh, He has so many blessings for us. He has a fresh drink of water for us every day. And that spring of living water, we drink that water, and then all of a sudden we go to the spring and we drink that water, and then all of a sudden that spring dwells within us, and it can feed others. It can give others the drink that they need. The thirstiness that they have can be satisfied by what flows out of us. And from Jesus, you get more than a drink. You get more than a drink from Jesus. You know, I go down to the well, I just get a drink. I stop down near Wildcat, down near Ludlow, and there's a spring there, and I can get some water. I just get a drink. But when you get Jesus, you get more than a drink. You get that whole spring that comes and lives on the inside of you, and it will flow out of you like a river. And God wants to flow out of us like a river today. So let God speak to your heart. Let Him flow out of you. Let's stand and let's sing that song. Amen. Yeah. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. Make sure that that well of living water is springing up within you, and it's splashing over on others. And it's not just, what kind of, the word they use a lot today, what kind of vibes are you sending out? Is it ones of doom and despair and woe is me and I'm having a hard time, and we talked about that negative kind of faith today. Is that what kind of vibes are coming out from you, or is it good vibes? If you're insulted by that, please understand what I'm trying to say. Or is it the Spirit of God that is flowing out of you, and it ministers on to others? If I'm sending out bad vibes, that ain't going to help anybody. But if I'm sending out Spirit and life, and if I'm letting the Word of God work in me, and that spring of living water is flowing out of me like God wants it to flow out, it's going to have the effect that it's meant to have upon people around me. You can make a difference in another person's life, amen, by letting that pure water of God flow out of you. Amen. Let's sing this a few times tonight. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Oh God, help us tonight in your name, Jesus. Lord, that we drink of that water of life freely, God. Lord, let our souls be hungry and thirsty, God, for your things. Lord, for spiritual things, God. Lord, that hunger will be stirred up again, God. Stir those slumbering cords, God. Lord, that we reach out to you in spirit and in truth, God. Lord, that we be excited about serving you, that we be full of the joy of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, God, that you can flow through us as a spring of living water, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it tonight, God. Lord, we thank you.